During the Second World War, tens of thousands of Canadian soldiers helped liberate the Netherlands, saving millions from sickness and starvation in 1945. But the fight took the lives of more than 7,600 Canadian soldiers. Now, fast forward to 2022. A group of 90 people, including sons, daughters, and grandchildren of those soldiers, completed a transformational journey walking in their loved ones' footsteps. CBC KW's Ash DeShetty caught up with some of the participants who live in Kitchener and Guelph to chat about their experiences, and she joins us now in studio to share some of their stories. Good morning, Ashta.
Good morning, Craig.
So, for starters, tell us about what journey did these people take exactly?
Well, in early September, a group of 90 Canadians flew to the Netherlands for a 60-kilometer walk to the city of Apeldoorn, tracing a similar route to the one taken by Canadian troops in 1945 during the final months of the war. That 13-day trip was put together by the founder of the Canadian Remembrance Torch Project, Karen Hunter from Guelph. And to go along with that theme, group members carried a flaming torch with them throughout the walk that symbolizes Canada's cherished peace, freedom, and friendship with others.
Why was it so important for these people to honor the sacrifice of their fathers and their grandfathers?
Well, you know, when the Second World War was nearing to an end about 77 years ago, the children of Canadian soldiers didn't really get a chance to hear about what exactly their fathers went through. It kind of left this space in their hearts and minds yearning for this knowledge of what their loved ones saw, where they had been, and the kinds of sacrifices they had to make along the way. Well, that's what I heard from the attendees I spoke to. Have a listen for yourself. You'll hear from Guelph's David Smith, the trip's organizer, Karen Hunter, and as I mentioned, Victor Morton from Kitchener.
When he came back to our family, he was a total stranger to me. I was only 3 when he left, and 5 years later, I'm 8 years old, and all of a sudden, there's a strange man in the house.
My father never spoke of it. If and when he did, he only talked about the positive experiences, the liberating Apeldoorn, for example. He, like many, buried this terrible time in their life.
In hindsight, it probably was, they used to call the soldiers coming back shell-shocked because of all the problems that they saw in war. And that probably was what happened to my dad. My mother said that he came back a different man than he left five years before.
I always wanted to know, well, what made my father tick? Because my father thought with his head, not with his heart. He didn't want to get into what he'd seen or anything, or whether it was even worth it. But then after that, he saw that just how liberated Holland was and how it rebuilt itself.
So that's why the organizer, Hunter, says this group, with a shared goal of reconnecting with their veteran fathers or grandfathers, walked together through Dutch villages liberated by Canadian soldiers so many years ago.
We did 3 20-kilometer walks representing the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Division, and we actually walked where the troops had walked, through farmers' fields, through forests. We would stop at monuments that were in the middle of nowhere, which is how it is in the Netherlands. And we would hold a commemorative service, walked through the villages that had been liberated by the Canadians, and we would walk in behind a pipe and drum band that would be playing, and there would be people lining the streets, cheering and clapping, and they would welcome us with food and drinks and entertain us, and they really treated us like celebrities. It was incredible.
The group was a river of red vests decorated with maple leaves, flowing from Dutch village to village, beaming with Canadian pride. Say several Dutch people approached them to thank them for the sacrifices each of their fathers had made.
They remembered us. They remembered their sacrifice that the Canadians had done.
These two men came over to us and said, "You're Canadians." I said, "Yes." He stuck his hand out and shook my hand, and he said, "Thank you." They were very symbolic of what I saw in so many Dutch people. They just thought so much of the Canadians and what they had done for the Dutch people in liberating. And it was really a wonderful experience.
Whenever I went to a store or asked something there, they say, "Oh, Canadian, thank you very much for our liberation." And then when I was parading through the streets and we'd have our break, there'd be people come up. Now these were young students, high school students, and he told me, he introduced himself. He wanted to know what my father did during the war. And I explained, well, he was an engineer. He was helping the soldiers do that. He said, "Well, thank you very much for your father's help to liberate our country, to give us our freedom."
And by the way, Smith tells me he's still in touch with some of the people his father came across in the Netherlands.
That's pretty astounding. What kind of impact has the trip had on the group?
All three say that trip was life-changing. It gave participants a fresh appreciation, a new perspective on what their fathers had to go through in the Second World War. Actually, during the trip, the group visited a few memorials dedicated to Canadian soldiers who had died in the war. They shared moments of silence there with bagpipes playing in the background. You'll hear some of that here as I ask Hunter, Smith, and Morton to share their reflections.
All of those who went and served, you know, sacrificed such a significant part of their youth. When I think of what he, just as an example of one of them, would have seen and experienced and done, I mean, there's no question it changed his life. And, you know, it would be the same, if not in some cases, much more so for others. And, you know, sometimes thank you just doesn't seem like enough.
The older I get, the more I understand. So it's just given me, the whole experience has now given me more a picture and a more total picture and a better understanding of what happened.
I would say you did a very brave thing. You had a lot of courage and you sacrificed 5 years of your life, but it was worth it. It was worth it to make the world is a better place for Holland and for Canada.
Now, Hunter says this is the first and last time she'll be able to put together a trip like this. It's just the amount of work that went into the trip from both her and the many, many generous Dutch citizens who pitched in their time and resources to help. It would be impossible to replicate a second time.
Awesome. Thanks for this, Ashta.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Ashta Shetty is a reporter with us here at CBC Kitchener-Waterloo. You can read more about this story, see pictures from the trip on our website, cbc.ca/kw.